This is Brittany Blackwell, host of the Resilient Teacher Podcast, a proud member of the Education Podcast Network, along with this podcast. Each show on the network is independently owned, and the views expressed may not represent those of other podcasts. For the best education podcast, visit edupodcastnetwork.com.
Coming up on episode 138 of Podcast PD, AJ and I have gone out to the internet to find interesting educational topics to talk about. Let's start the show. This is Podcast PD, the show that provides you with anytime, anywhere professional development. Our conversations and guests will provide you with the learning you might get in a faculty meeting or on a PD day. Except you're going to have more fun with AJ Bianco and me, Chris Nessie. Let's start the show. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Maybe you're joining us live on a Sunday night. But my name is Chris. We are here on Podcast PD. It's episode 138. And I'm joined, as always, Podcast Paisano.
Here I am.
AJ Bianco. What's up, man?
Hello, hello, hello.
It's been too long.
It's been about a month.
Good thing I don't hold my breath when you say you're going to text me.
I always text you. What are you talking about? We texted like 2 weeks ago.
All right. Maybe I'm looking for like the amount of texting I see my students do, which is like,
I don't know. I don't have time for that.
Oh, okay.
I hardly have enough time to like actually.
Sometimes I feel like I have enough time to text you and then I'm just like, oh, maybe he's working. Even
probably.
Though I'm also working.
Yeah. It's different work.
Different work. How's everything?
Everything's good. Busy. Baseball is like in full swing right now. So panic is ensuing.
Why are you panicking? It's a game.
No. I'm just talking about like how I'm going to get kids to games. Like, two boys playing on three teams apiece, traveling to different locations is a little difficult. But we're
managing. Give your oldest son a phone and get him the Uber app. He'll figure it out.
No, get out of here with the phone nonsense. We're good.
I'm kidding.
We good.
Well,
how are you?
Since you asked, everything is good on
I was about to. Give me a second.
No, I'm feeling good. You know, I mean, school is tough. It hasn't gotten any easier being an educator. And I mean,
you don't say.
No, you don't say. Let's see. This week, I got, 2 weeks ago, I had my unannounced observation for the year.
Congratulations.
So that's done. And I
got Check.
Got my rough draft of the write up, right?
Okay.
With the score and everything.
Another thing, but all right.
Score is good. And, you know, don't have to worry about that now.
All right. Way to go.
Way to go.
Way to go.
I'm a good teacher based on seeing
numbers.
You do what I do for 40 minutes.
Yes.
Total.
You did it.
How's your year going?
It's going. Powering through. Just making sure everything is where it needs to be as we lead into April. Almost testing season, so things are about to get crazy.
We'll talk off the air about the wonderful parts of April.
We can talk about that. I think May might be worse than April.
Oh, my. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. Testing, you know? That's what it's going to come down to.
You know, real quick, before we get into the questions, a little bit of a different topic. I'm in the process of planning my 25-year high school reunion.
Oh, my God.
I'm old. But it's been interesting.
Well, I mean, I need a little more than that. Like,
here are some things that I've learned. One, people, even at my age, you know, in that 42 to 43
the advanced,
year range.
Advanced age? Yes,
advanced
your advanced job. Age.
Mm-hmm. My advanced age. People don't really care about a high school reunion.
No.
I've also learned that people my age, outside of like what I do, they don't check their email.
Hmm.
Which is a foreign concept to me to not check my email on a regular basis.
Yeah. I mean, responding to it is one thing, but checking it, you gotta.
Yeah. Like, I was just on a call and the two girls that, you know, we went to school together. That, you know, we decided, you know, we're going to send out another survey to members of my class.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, like some of the feedback that like we've gotten, you know, maybe we need more choices and stuff on the survey. And I'm like, I've made enough surveys. We don't need a lot.
How many choices? You don't need much.
Yeah, this is like a second survey. So to try and narrow it down.
No.
It's just interesting because, you know, I work in high school and it's like I'm a part of high school every day. And to kind of reflect and think about, wow, it's been 25 years.
this June since I graduated high school.
It's crazy. Yeah, you don't. Ugh.
What year did you graduate?
No, I'm right behind you. This would be year 24 for me. I'm 2000. Okay,
so you graduated in 2000.
2000, yeah. Yeah, but like we were supposed to have our reunion, and then COVID.
Oh.
And after that, I don't think we even talked about like, hey, why don't we do this again? No.
Were you involved in that process, or were you just informed of something that was going to happen?
Come on, am I even for? No, I was not involved. I don't care. I probably would have gone if it was
gotcha.
I'm that. Look, can I just be honest?
Go ahead,
this is my feeling on all of this. Okay, the people that I liked in high school, I still talk to. The people that I shouldn't say that I don't like. The people that really were like in my life and then out of my life, I don't talk to them anymore. It's kind of like real life now. If I'm talking to you, we're good. If we've stopped talking, I'm not going to rekindle 24 years of like, what have you been up to for 24 years?
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
Like, what's the conversation going to be like? Hey, I have kids now. Wow, a lot has changed. Yes, we're no longer 18 years old.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Like, look, would I have gone to the high school reunion at year 20? Probably, because it probably would have been nice to see some people.
Yeah.
Now that we didn't do it, I don't care. Does that make sense?
You're right. The people, I mean, I don't see a lot of people on a regular basis. I don't have friends that I'm texting and calling from, you know, back in the day, other than I think I've told you, I might have mentioned it in the last couple of years. I go once a year and I play horseshoes with the guys.
That's cool. You know? I don't have friends I talk to from the day.
I didn't have friends in the day.
If it wasn't for sports, I'd have nobody.
Yeah, true.
Oh, well. Okay, look, out there, if you're Spring Valley class.
Do you think you and I could have been friends 24, 25 years ago when we were?
Yeah, you played baseball.
Okay.
You played baseball. We've been all right.
We'd have been cool.
Yeah, we've been cool. I didn't expand my zone besides like the kids that like I played sports with all my life.
Oh, okay.
You know, we played ball together in middle school. Like we played soccer, we played basketball, we played flag football. We do all that kind of stuff. Like we were cool. But that here, we're on a podcast about education. That's what's going on in our world right now. That's the problem. With our students, right? I see it in my school as middle school kids. They don't know how to talk to people. They don't know how to be like, let's go outside and play. Everything has to be like coordinated, you know? Like,
yeah.
Whether it's parents coordinating it, whether it's through technology, whatever the case may be. Like, we used to just go outside and be like, you, come on, you want catch this. And we didn't care.
Yeah.
Right? I'm finding it now that kids are just really just not doing that kind of stuff unless it's like an organized sport. You know, there were times where like
and
when
we,
I was coaching.
Both know that parents are the worst part of youth sports.
Of course. But there were times that like I was coaching the boys, my older boys, like Ryan's age, right?
Yeah.
So whether they were 8, 9, 10 years old, we're like, look, we're not going to have practice next week for X, Y, and Z reason. You guys can still go throw with each other. It's okay. Just like, let's find a time. Go play. You don't need us to run the practice. You can have a catch in the backyard.
Yeah.
You know? And I just don't think like kids want to do that, I guess. They like that organized aspect. Everything is just so much part of like, here's my schedule, here's what I'm going to do, as my parents told me. It's very difficult for them to like go out of their comfort zone.
I mean, and I tell my own boys, you know, like, go outside, just go, get on your bikes, wear your helmets. Mm. You know the neighborhood. Don't get hit by a car. Like just, and they're like, no.
Right. Don't get dead.
Yeah. Don't get dead. I think we were going to put that on a t-shirt. You've said that before.
That's from Speed.
Okay. But I think you've remember also that? Said it.
I have. It's one of my lines. Like, you know, the movie Speed, right?
Yes.
That's what he always said to his partner.
Don't get
until
dead.
He died, which sorry, spoiler. If you haven't seen Speed 40 years ago,
real quick, Stephanie Scrocky in the chat room. Hey guys, happy Sunday. Happy Sunday to you, Stephanie.
Happy Sunday to you.
And, to the three other people watching, identify yourselves, leave a comment wherever you might be watching.
Yeah. Leave a comment because it's fun.
Yeah. We interact. All right. Speaking of interacting, I went out to the internet and I got a couple things we could talk about.
Sweet.
All right. So this comes, I went out to Reddit.
Okay.
And I just got like that.
You just go to like the most random things. All right, go ahead, Reddit.
Wait, what'd you say?
No, like Reddit. I don't go to Reddit. Reddit, okay. Switch. What do? Stitch?
So,
I don't know what it is.
What? Shut up.
I don't know.
This is from r/teaching. So this is like old school form. Here we go.
So what does it mean?
All right. Is professional development useful? Here's what the person said. From my experience, most professional development is a hindrance. The strategies proposed are too time consuming to be practiced. For example, day plans that are 4 pages long. Also, the advice is too politically correct. Example, we are not allowed to raise our voices to be viable in the real world. What do you think? AJ, is professional development useful?
I mean, if that's the professional development you're getting, no. I'm sorry. Like, that's, what is that? Raising voices, like, I mean, it's going to have to happen. Like, it shouldn't always happen.
Right. I mean, you shouldn't be, like, screaming and berating right. students.
Exactly. That's just not appropriate.
We do all have teacher voice.
Yeah. Or teacher look, which is just the same as a voice. But, like, if that's your professional development, like, no, that's not meaningful at all. And when they say too politically correct?
Yeah. So also the advice is too politically correct. For example, we are not allowed to raise our voices. So
I wonder what else goes with that
to be viable in the real world. Maybe this person is saying, you know, the PD that they're getting isn't really applicable to what they do in the classroom. And it's not realistic. I mean, I've often felt that, you know, sometimes these trainers that come in from these companies or et cetera, you know, they're not in the classroom. Maybe they were at some point.
Right. Right.
But, I mean, what are you doing now?
Let's just be honest for a second here. A lot of what we do, even when you go to conferences, that professional development is not always appropriate. Like, that's why, you know, for EdCamp especially, we follow the rule of 2 feet. If it doesn't work for you, get out. Unfortunately, for schools, a lot of it is more mandated, and we can't do that. You know, and I get that. You know, and not every PD is going to be worthwhile for every person. Not every department needs the same thing. So, like, I think that's why PD needs to be catered to specific learning areas.
Yeah. Teachers should have more of a say, you know, like from supervisors, from district administrators, you know, PD should be designed to get people the PD that they need, not one size fits all, not, you know, everybody's got to do the same thing because that's what's equitable. No, that's equal. Everybody getting PD.
Mm-hmm.
You got to diversify your PD portfolio.
Right. Right. I mean, like, for example, a big push in my district has been DEI, has been SEL. And that's definitely something that works for everybody because there are aspects of that we need to understand, whether it's within our curriculum, whether it is within our student population, you know, that fits, right? We need that. We need the mental health aspect. We need the SEL. We need the DEI. But I'm not going to sit through a PD that's understanding how to use math equations, you know? Like, if we're sitting there putting together PD that's, for example, AI related, like, that probably works for everybody in some way. You might not sit there for an entire PD and agree with everything that you can use in your classroom, but I think the idea of AI can be a benefit for every teacher at some point.
Let me ask you this as an administrator. Obviously, that as teachers, sometimes we are in PDs that don't apply to what we're kind of feeling like, why am I here?
Yeah, of course.
Have you experienced as an administrator being in PD where you felt that way, but in your role where like, yeah, I get this is for administrators, but this doesn't really fit with what, like you didn't feel it was personalized enough for you as an admin?
I don't think I've had enough PD as an admin right now that I used to have as a teacher. I think that's one thing that I would like to see more of. I would like more PD for admin, right? I have sat through PD sessions, for example. I've been saying, for example, all night tonight. I've sat through PD sessions.
Raise your glasses, folks.
There we go. With NJSLA training. A lot of the NJSLA training you have to do is mandatory, but I have to sit through a session that's about the NJGPA, which is only for high school, right? That doesn't work for me, but I have to sit there for that session because I have to get the time to count. Right. That doesn't work. There are plenty of meetings that I go to that is focused on an administrative team, but maybe some of it is like a timeout in that meeting just to talk to elementary principals or just talk to the supervisors, you know? So like anywhere we go, we're going to have PD that doesn't fit or conferences that don't fit exactly what we're doing in our job description.
Speaking of PD that you recently got to attend, you got to go to in Jamley. How was that?
Oh my God. That was phenomenal. This is my first NJAMLE since before the pandemic, I guess. Right? Yeah. It must have been 2019, I think, was the last time I went because I was supposed to go in 2020, but it got canceled. So wonderful. I mean, my day was made the second I walked in the room. my man Baruti Kefele was doing the keynote.
Yeah.
So I didn't tell you what happened. I saw you posted
a picture, but I'm sure there's more to it than a picture.
There's a lot more to it. And
did he autograph your chest?
No, but I walk in the room. I walked in a little late because coming from where I was coming from, I got stuck in a little traffic. I got there 8:33 instead of 8:30, right? Baruti Kefele is already up on stage and he sees me from the back of the room and he goes, I just got to stop right now. My man, AJ Bianco, just walked into the room. Dude, stop dead in my tracks. And I was like, what? Dead in my tracks. And he goes, you didn't think I was going to call you out, did I? And I was like, I don't know what to say right now. I was like, thank you. I'm going to go sit down. So, yeah, I sat through his keynote, which was just inspiring by itself. And then one of his sessions, that was his first session about culture and climate. Just, you know, he's phenomenal. And there were some very good sessions that I popped in on. And, you know, it's good to see a lot of people doing some good work around us.
Now, you didn't lead. You had, I'm pretty sure you mentioned that you had.
I only attended this time. Yeah, I did not. I was going back and forth whether I could actually present. And I decided just to go as a person. Maybe next year I'll present now that I know that, like, I was able to go. Nothing happened as I left the building. So
maybe next year you be the key.
I don't think that's going to be a possibility.
You're a middle school administrator. Why not?
I am.
He's an administrator.
There's many middle school administrators probably who are doing more than I am and better.
You stop. You got a story to work.
I don't. I don't really have a story to tell, but I appreciate it.
Here's our next question. Also,
go ahead.
Here's what they say. If I were to get offered a position by a school, do I have time to decide? What's the standard protocol of how long to take before deciding to accept a position? I want to wait just a little bit to see what other schools say first and if they have an offer. I just feel like it's a gray area. How long does one have before they have to accept a job offer?
What do you think about that one, Chris? Where do you stand on that one? I have my ideas, but I'm very curious what you would say first.
I would say if you have an offer, I would never accept an offer immediately.
Correct.
So let's say I'm in an interview and they're like, hey, we want to offer you the job. I'm going to say, I need to go home and speak about it with my wife this sounds like a maybe first year teacher type situation.
Mm-hmm.
I would just say, you know, can I have 24 hours to think about it?
I agree with that. Yeah.
So I would certainly create at least that type of buffer if it happens immediately, but that's not always the case.
Correct.
You might interview on a Friday and get a phone call the following Tuesday. Let's say, hey, you're the candidate we'd like to bring in. I would probably still say, you know, thank you. I appreciate the offer. Would it be okay if I take 24 hours? So I'm basically saying 24 hours to take a day to decide and think about it.
Yeah. This is a tough one, right? There's so many variables here, right?
Well, okay. So maybe variables you're thinking. I would also say it depends on the time of year.
I was just going to say the same thing.
So, where are you going to go with that?
I was going to say the time of the year. The district that you're applying to, the position you're applying for, it could be, you know, the desire that you have, you know, do you have other opportunities out there? You know, there's a lot of things there. So I'll tell you my story real quick. You know, I interviewed for a job. I was given the offer. I wanted to say yes right there on the spot because I was dying to get an administrative job and I wanted to be like, yes, you know, but to be honest, I had another interview for a district and I opened my mouth and I said, look, I have another interview tomorrow that I would like to go with, you know, and they later called me that night and were like, you know what, we're going to pull our offer back unless you don't go on the interview tomorrow. And I was like, tough call, you know, but I had a relationship with the superintendent of the other district who kind of told me to go take that job because it was only a fresh run interview and it doesn't make sense to give up on something that you have when it's not something that you know for sure you would get or want. Right. So, you know, you got to be careful if you're going to ask for time, just be aware of the repercussions if you ask for time. So I guess 24 hours would be ideal, but like have a reason why, and don't say you're going for another job.
Yeah.
I was hoping the reason I said it was, I was hoping they would up the offer a little bit because I feel like I was lowballed a little bit. But
so for example, my student teacher this year, John, the student teacher, he finished student teaching in December And, you know, he'd been subbing in January and February. And, you know, I said, you know, hey, apply for jobs. You never know what's out there.
Of course.
So he wound up applying for, and he had a bunch of interviews, a district. And he was offered a job, full-time, tenure track, that would run between about now and the end of the year. And it was in a school where he was like, all right, you know, he saw the school and he was about it. And this other school was also interested in, but did not come with an offer.
Okay.
So he, you know, called me and said, what do you think? I said, you've got an offer on the table.
Yep.
And while this might not be the ideal situation, it does give you the opportunity to do full-time teaching in your own classroom.
Yeah.
And you're not signing your life away. You'll be, you'll be teaching from March to June. And if the school grows on you, you've got the in for being invited back next year. And now you've got a job.
Right.
I said, and if you're going through this, you're making a full-time salary. You're going to learn a ton doing it on your own with your own kids and everything. I said, you can keep applying. You can keep looking for jobs. And whatever days they give you, you know, you can kind of use that time and you can go and interview. And, you know, if you find a better opportunity, then at the end of the year, you can reject an offer or an invitation. And I said, really, you know, you've got to give the whole, I explained the whole 60-day notice thing here in New Jersey. I said, really, even if you accept it, that you're still going to interview, if you can get another job secured, you want to do so really by like July 4th-ish, right? You want to look at kind of like September 1st and go back 60 days. So that way you don't owe a district any time and you can go to another
position. Exactly.
So, I mean, he wound up taking the job and, you know, we spoke last week and he's
happy.
He's enjoying it so far. He's, you know, meeting his kids, doing his thing, but, you know, he'll be fine.
You know, and I think in a situation like that, it's a little bit different as well. Is if he interviewed in another district and interviewed in this district and they offered him the job, you know, we ask our candidates that, you know, in the time that we meet from now until the next time or we talk to you, could you just let us know that you have another job offer? You know, because that might speed up the process for us, or just let's say, thank you. You know, we're not ready at this time, or you're not going to be the final candidate or whatever the case may be. You know, it kind of gives you a place to stand from. You know, you're just like, hey, got another job offer. I would really like to work with you. I enjoyed the vibe, but like, just want to know where we're at. And if they say go take it, then you know where you're at.
Do you find? I mean, we both speak to people, you know, in and around education.
Mm-hmm.
I have other friends who they have told me like, oh, in my school, like, you know, they interviewed somebody for such and such position, and the district dragged its feet and they wound up moving on to another position and it's somebody they would have hired, but they moved too slow.
Yeah. Yeah. That's happened. I mean, you gotta, there's a lot of things there that I'm realizing more and more now in the role that I'm in that, you know, you have to interview a certain amount of people. You have to go through certain processes, you know, it's just the fact that also people don't always respond or people can't always get on the same page with interviews or demo lessons. You know, if you want certain people in the room to see the candidate, you know, your schedule might be one thing, but another supervisor or superintendent or whatever the case may be, may have other things. So, you know, I think we're working in our district to make sure that we're not dragging our feet in anything. If we have a candidate that we know is our top candidate, that we tell the superintendent, assistant superintendent, supervisors, hey, this person is on our radar and we need to move quickly because they will get scooped up.
No, that makes sense. It's unfortunate, but it makes sense, sort of.
Yeah, because look, I got to be honest. I've seen what's out there. You know, you want those good candidates quickly.
The good ones get hired.
Quickly. They sure do. Quickly. Hopefully. Man, right.
All right. We've got two more questions, one from Reddit, one from an actual human being that we know.
I know the question that's coming at the end. We're going to fight, but go ahead.
Do you?
I think I saw it.
I don't know that you did. We'll find out.
All right.
But first, do you find value in our conversations on Podcast PD? Do you want to support our efforts creating quality content for you? Well, guess what? You can. You can give back to Podcast PD on a monthly or a yearly basis. You can give $10 a month or $100 per year. I know that seems like a lot, but you only got to do it once a year. And you can help us continue bringing you insightful and engaging conversations. And again, this is something we're doing in this episode that we've never done before. As a thank you, if you become an executive producer, you'll receive an exclusive Podcast PD executive producer sticker. And if you do it for a year, you'll get the sticker, a mug, a t-shirt, and we do have hats available. We can get you a hat.
What?
Yes.
We've got the hats. Oh my gosh. Maybe, PD hats?
Yes. Arthur Johansson. Just keep an eye on your mailbox, maybe.
Oh, my gosh. I don't wear hats anymore, though, but that's all right.
If you want more information, visit podcastpd.com/executive producer. And we want to thank our current executive producers, Holly Landez, Sandy Hartman, and, of course, Stephanie Scrocky.
Thank you.
And I do just want to say, Stephanie is most likely still watching, and three other people are watching. You haven't identified yourself. Put a comment in the chat. Say hello. Like the
video. It's all good. Don't let them pressure you.
No, yeah. Hey.
Just leave a comment somewhere. Let us know that you're listening.
Let us know. All right. Our penultimate topic. Here you go. Here's the title. Just had the worst observation ever. Here we go. I don't think anything could have gone more wrong. I'm a practicum student right now, so I'm brand new to this. But I don't even think that is a good enough excuse for how awful things. I had a PowerPoint that I spent time on with videos and pictures. I used PowerPoints plenty of times before in the class with no problem, but technology wasn't working today, and I couldn't get it on, of course. I had the students go back to their desks and open to the wrong book and wrong page. My observer got the PowerPoint set up for me after what seemed like forever. I had the kids fill out this graphic organizer that I explained, but not well enough. I also didn't front load the reading to tell them what to be looking for. They were very confused, and I don't think I was able to clarify. The lesson went a couple of minutes into recess, and the pacing of the lesson was awful. I just want to crawl in a hole. I had work after school, and when I came home, I just cried. I don't think I'm cut out for teaching, and I'm terrified to go back. Meeting with the observer tomorrow morning. I am so stressed and I really don't want to do this anymore. This is my last week of practicum and I couldn't be more excited for Friday. Student teaching is a nightmare. That's a heavy one.
That is a heavy one.
From us who are veterans who enjoy this profession.
And right. No.
You know what?
I'm just kidding. Every day. I enjoy it.
All right. What's your reaction? What stands out to you?
It happens, you know? It happens.
Yeah.
And technology never works on the day you need it. And that's how it goes.
Here's the lesson from the House of EdTech. You've got to have more tricks in your bag, up your sleeve. Mm-hmm. And again, this person is in their practicum. So they're not even doing full-time student teaching from what I'm picking up. So this person, there's a lot to learn here, but I don't think there's enough here for this person or any practicum or novice educator to feel like, I'm going to hang it up before my career even starts.
Yeah, that's the thing right there.
But it also speaks to these young people who, there's adversity. Let me quit.
Yeah, you got to have the resiliency. You have to be able to bounce back, you know, and I think that's really important, you know, because you have to understand that lessons are going to happen. I had one of my first years teaching, I don't think it was my first year. It could have been my second year. And we were trying some new initiatives in school. And I really wanted to show that, like, I'm focused and I wanted the initiatives to work in my classroom. And I think I tried some stuff and I think the lesson was an absolute disaster. No technology really involved at that point, but like just the things I was trying to do just didn't work. The kids weren't getting it. I was a little all over the place, you know, and my supervisor at the time sat with me afterwards and she said, it's not one of your best ones. And that's not who you are. And she said to me, why don't we schedule another observation? She goes, cause I know what you're trying to do. It didn't work. Why don't we do something else instead? I was like, wow. And that was it right there for me. You know, that was like my moment of this is how you should be treated, you know? And I think I kind of live by that now too. And I always say to, you know, the teachers in my building that, you know, if we schedule an observation and like, we schedule a pre-observation and they're sitting there and like, I don't know what I'm really going to do. I'm kind of going back and forth on two things. I just look at them and say, hey, do you need more time? Like, can I help you push this back a day? I think it's just part of the conversation, you know, and hopefully we knew what the end result here was, but like, hopefully the observer saw the issues and saw the frustrations and was able to kind of talk this person down instead of bashing them for the negatives that they noticed. Like Chris, I'm sure you have an observation in mind that was probably your worst observation.
That's not a story I'm prepared to tell on the air.
You don't have to.
Because it's just that ridiculous, but for sure.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I mentioned to you before we really started recording that I had my unannounced observation.
Yeah, yeah.
And when my VP came in, you know, it was a day where, just to create context, we had spent a whole month on imperialism, and my kids had looked at some case studies on imperialism by the British in India, Asia, and South Africa. Mm-hmm. So after we had done all that tedious primary source document work, the project that I did was I had them work in groups to create board games that were based on the concepts. So some historical board game, you know, so they were making games. So the dates that I gave her that she could kind of come in when she's like, hey, I'd like to come in and not tell you exactly, which is nice. I said, you know, here's some dates. Here's what's kind of what's. And she came in and she was like, oh, well, what are they doing? I said, oh, they're working in their groups. And I'm about to go around and conference with each group about where they're at. They've been working on these games for a couple of days. And, you know, here's where we're at. And then after this, we're going to spend a day or two in class where they will get to try other kids' games and play the games. And they've got to have rules and have gone through this. And it's all based on what they pulled out of these case studies and what they understand about imperialism. So she was like, well, do you want me to come back to see them play the games? I was like, no, no, I want you to see them working and like figuring this stuff out and, you know, kind of do the conferencing thing.
Mm.
So the part that made it interesting was that, you know, where I go around and like talking with the groups and she can kind of hear, but she sat down. I have the kids sitting in groups, the desks are grouped together. And she sat down across from a girl who has probably cut my class upwards of 30 times this year and happened to be in class this day, half her head down, half on her phone, not engaged in the activity at all. So when she was done after about 25 minutes, she was like, so what's going on with this one? And I just explained, hey, she's in my classroom today. She's not in the hallway walking around. And I've exhausted basically the options. I communicated with home. I've communicated with her guidance counselor. This is where we're at. So she happens to be in the room. This is what it is.
Of course. Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But again, it's about that communication piece, no matter what you do. You know.
I'm just looking to see if there is a follow-up to this. But I'm not seeing anything.
Okay. Yeah. It's unfortunate, but you know, again, have that communication. If you aren't happy with your observation, go to your observer and say, if you reflect on it first, maybe before they write it up, it'll be better for you in the end. If you're that nervous,
especially in a practicum or student teaching setting, you should have lots of questions and be ready to soak up people's advice. Your cooperating teacher, the observer from the school.
You should bomb an observation in that situation.
Yeah.
Like you have to, because like if you're doing great things already, sums up.
It's possible to do great things, but you're not going to be a distinguished educator.
No, exactly. Exactly.
At that stage, you've got things to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And I can speak confidently on that, having worked with a number of student teachers over the last 5 years.
I was going to say, you've had 4 and 5 years?
Yeah. And as good as they are, there's also those,
there's moments.
At least from my perspective, it's like, hey, we need to talk about A, B, and C.
Yep. Got to learn.
Got to learn. All right. You ready for our last question?
I think so.
All right. First, did you enjoy this format of bringing in these different kinds of topics and questions?
Oh, me personally? Yeah, I dig it. I like that. Something different.
All right, you who's listening or watching, let us know what you thought of this. And if you've got a question or a scenario or something you want to hear us talk about, and maybe our wisdom, maybe we'll help some people.
Our wisdom.
Our wisdom.
It's a good one.
All right. And now that I see where this last question came in, now I understand why you said you probably saw it. All right. So I kind of put this out to the House of EdTech group chat where I said, AJ and I want to answer questions on tonight's podcast. Send me one or two questions you'd like us to tackle. And Stephanie came through. I don't know which Stephanie. I don't have a last name. Could be Stephanie Scrocky. Could be Stephanie Howell. I don't know. Could be Stephanie somebody
else.
Could
be anybody. Could be anybody.
Maybe Stephanie. Here's her question. Is it pork roll or Taylor ham? Now, if you're not in New Jersey, you have no idea what the we're talking about.
Wow. Didn't see that one coming.
But here we go. AJ?
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Because you know we're going to have different answers here, so just go for it.
And Stephanie said in the chat, this is a good
one. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Stephanie.
Oh, and Stephanie said it was her.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I figured as much.
Look at her throwing kerosene on the podcast. All right. It's pork roll. Period. Stop. Thanks for coming, everybody. We'll see you at the end of April.
We're going to disagree. Concede.
Go ahead.
I'm not conceding, because when I go to the deli, and if I want something, it's Taylor ham. It's for my location, It's Taylor Ham. And that's
what would happen if you walked in and said it the right way.
I don't know.
Try it. We do an experiment.
But I don't eat that. I haven't really been eating that stuff. So like,
get
I gotta
it for your boy before you go to practice.
Oh God,
it's bigger than him. Here's what we do.
I mean, I'm sure they would like give it to me because it's not like it's out of the ordinary.
No, it's not out of the ordinary.
They would probably see. They would look at me weird up here, as they would look at me weird down there if I said it my way.
I'm willing to go and order one and order it AJ's way.
See if they know what that is. I'd like an AJ's way, please.
Is that like going to Jersey Mike's? I want to get it Mike Trout's way.
Right, exactly. I mean, look, dude, I don't know.
Here's where I stand on it. Obviously, because I say it's pork roll. Taylor Ham is the brand.
Yeah.
Pork roll is what you're buying.
I don't know.
Now, granted, Taylor Ham doesn't make any other products that I'm aware of.
So there you go.
But I'd be willing to try other Taylor Ham products.
I have no idea anymore. I'll be honest with you.
Okay. Ruth.
Thanks for joining us, Ruth.
She joined us. Thanks for the podcast, guys.
Thank you for watching, Ruth.
All right.
I don't know. That's why I guess maybe that's why I go bacon, egg, and cheese sometimes.
Poor guy.
I like bacon, egg, and cheese, man. Extra bacon, crispy.
Oh, I do extra pork roll. Extra to die sooner.
There you go, right? Bacon, egg, and cheese. Egg whites.
Oh, my God. You know, that's just aggravating for the grill chef.
It's not, though. He enjoys it.
Making egg whites? No, he doesn't.
He does. I don't know.
The yolks lube it up.
I get it, but like when I go in there and I'm like, he's like, egg whites? I'm like, yep.
Okay, so you've established a relationship.
In some places. Depends.
That's like the pizza place I go to before I go to Rutgers sometimes now.
Mm-hmm.
I for the first time this semester, I walked in and the guy was already putting my slices in the oven. He goes, hey. You want the usual? I was like, yes, sir.
You like that? See, like, so I like when places do that.
Yes. You know, there's a time.
Yeah. There's a coffee shop by me. He's like, hey, AJ, you want your latte? I'm like, I want my latte. But like other places I go to and like I go, I don't go there a lot anymore, but like when I used to go, I'm like, what can I get you? I'm like, what do you mean, what can I get you? I come in here every Saturday. What do you mean? Like, you don't know?
Hey, you're
right.
It bothers me.
That's all good. It's okay.
All right. Hey.
Hey.
If you enjoyed this conversation, thank you. Get us your thoughts and feedback. If you've got a topic or a question you'd like us to address, we'd be happy to consider that in the future. And we want to thank you for that. You can email us feedback@podcastpd.com. You can also visit podcastpd.com/feedback, where you can send a message, you can send a voicemail, and we record this podcast the last Sunday of the month. Now, there's a reason we're here on Sunday, March 24th, because next Sunday, the Easter Bunny rolls out of his cave to find the eggs.
That's how it goes.
Yes.
Easter Bunny has risen.
Yes, that's a Family Guy joke. All right, want to tackle your question, so please send us your feedback. As I look at the calendar there, AJ, we would be scheduled to be back on Sunday, April 28th, 2024. And at that time, I will be a year older.
You will.
A year wiser.
Well, older, yes.
Thanks, buddy.
No problem.
Yes. Come out to Chris's birthday bash on Sunday, April 20th.
Oh my God, we're going to sing to you.
You know what? You can sing to me, AJ.
There you go.
All right. That's going to do it for this episode. Wave goodbye. Say goodbye.
Take it easy. See you next time.
See ya.
Thank you for checking out this episode of Podcast PD. For links to everything that we discussed in this episode, you can visit the show notes at our website, podcastpd.com. To connect with the show on social media, we are at Podcast PD on Instagram and Twitter, and we share using the hashtag PodcastPD. To connect with AJ and myself, we are on Twitter at Mr. Nessie and at AJ Bianco. We would love to hear from you, so please go to podcastpd.com/feedback and send us an email, send us a voice message, whatever you need to do. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, make sure you share it with somebody that you think would get value from it. Word of mouth is the best way to share a podcast you enjoy, and we hope you enjoyed Podcast PD. We appreciate you listening, we appreciate your sharing, and we love creating this podcast for you. We'll see you in the next episode. Take care.